After you've marked your books there, if you'd turn your Bibles to the 23rd Psalm, we are studying that psalm, that great piece of literature that we are so familiar with, hopefully with fresh eyes and maybe taking some thoughts about this psalm that we have not before. It's a series of lessons that we're engaged in. This is the second message in that series. And we're going to be giving our attention this evening to the second verse of Psalm chapter 23. We're going to talk about addressing anxiety. Are you anxious about anything? Is your 401 a 201 headed to a 101? There are many things in life that are reason for us to worry, or at least in the eyes of many, it is justification for anxiety, anxiousness, and fretfulness. But there is a secret of satisfaction that will enable us to overcome those kinds of worries, and the psalmist speaks of it in verse 2. He says in that verse, he, speaking about the Lord who is my shepherd, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. You know, sheep in the Middle East will begin the day very early in the morning before the sun is up, while it's still dark. They'll begin to graze out in the hills. And they'll graze in the hills till about 10 a.m. And when the day begins to become hot, the shepherd will find a place for them in the shade where there's green grass and there's water nearby to drink. And they will lie down there in that cool spot. They will chew the cud. And they'll stay there for 3 or 4 hours. That's quite a vital time in the life of sheep, this time of rest, this time of stillness. It's during this time that they put on fat, they put on wool. In short, it's during this time that they grow and they become productive. They produce that which sheep are intended to produce. And so the text in this beautiful imagery of a shepherd's caring for and tending his sheep say that the shepherd makes the sheep lie down in green pastures beside still or quiet waters. We're going to talk about what these times of quietness mean for us in our reflections and in our attempts to address adversity and anxiety in our life. You know, some people are, to change a phrase a little bit, some people are all stressed up and have no place to go in this life. But we too can become so hurried and so harried in our life that we completely exclude times of quietness, times of stillness, times in which we can put on that which God intends for us to put on, and that which makes us productive, and that which makes us the sheep for His flock. Psalms 23 teaches us that God wants us to have times of quietness and stillness. He wants a calmness for His people. Now, there are a lot of qualities about sheep that we could draw a comparison with to people and to those who can become God's sheep. There are a few I want to suggest to you, and they're not altogether complimentary. For one thing, sheep are dumb. I mean, they are just known for being one of the lesser intelligent of the animals. Now, some might say, oh, well, I take offense at that. I graduated at the top of my class. Well, then you misunderstand me when I say there might be some comparisons in the dumbness of sheep. Now, you can be a very intelligent person, but yet still be ignorant. Do you remember the story in the Gospel of John of Jesus' encounter with a man named Nicodemus? That was a brilliant man. That was a highly educated man. That was a man who Jesus himself referred to as a teacher of Israel. But yet he was a man ignorant of things that he should have known. Are you a teacher of Israel and you don't know these things? Jesus asked when he had spoken to Nicodemus about being born again or being born from above. You see, we can be intelligent, we can be brilliant people, and yet be uninformed, be ignorant about spiritual truths. God doesn't want that for His sheep. And if we will listen to Him, we'll be able to avoid that ignorance that plagues so many people. But not only are sheep dumb, sheep are defenseless. You know, there are a lot of animals that have a lot of ways to defend themselves. A horse can run, a lion can fight, a snake can bite, a bear can crush. But a sheep? What do they have to defend themselves? Virtually nothing. And so they are people who, or rather they are animals that depend upon their shepherd to protect them. But furthermore, they are also directionless. I don't know if that's really a word or not. Now some of you wives might be saying, well, I know some people that are like that. But sheep are easily lost. They go out, as we talked about a moment ago, and they begin to graze in the fields, and they graze a little here, and then they kind of wander over here, and they nibble a little on the grass over here, and pretty soon they stray away. What does the Bible say about all we, like sheep, have gone astray? There's just a quality about them in which they very easily become lost. I mean, you think about it in comparison to other animals. The cows come home. The horse returns to the stable. Did you ever try to get rid of a cat? We hear about homing pigeons. You ever hear of a homing sheep? No, there's just a tendency among them to lose their way. But not only are they directionless, they are also dependent. And it is a dependency that is based really upon those other qualities that we've mentioned. Their ignorance, their defenselessness, their directionlessness. Makes them so dependent, and it makes them dependent upon the shepherd. And much like our own dependency, for many of the same reasons, we are so dependent, utterly dependent upon God. How many times does the Bible teach us this lesson? The prophet Jeremiah talks about the fact that it is not in man to direct his own steps. There's a way that seems right, but the end thereof is death. We need God absolutely, utterly, and completely. And so in this wonderful psalm, David says to us, He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me to still waters. And it is because that's what David needed. And that's what we need. It's what God supplies. Now from this verse, I want to point out to you just three qualities about our shepherd. The first thing that I think of when I read these verses is I think of the security of our shepherd. We talked briefly about that some this morning. We are secure in Jesus, in the care that Jesus provides for us. I'm not going to talk about the errors that are oftentimes taught about the security of the believer, but there is truth that is talked about in the Scriptures about the security of the believer in the care of our shepherd. He makes me lie down. He leads me to still waters. Who is this? It is, of course, Jesus, the good shepherd. The great shepherd, the chief shepherd that we spoke of this morning. Think about some of the qualities that are mentioned in the Bible regarding a shepherd. A shepherd is depicted in Scripture as being compassionate. And our shepherd, Jesus, of course, is the shepherd that demonstrates compassion. Look in Matthew, the 9th chapter, describing how Jesus was affected when he saw the crowds of people that came to him. Verse 36 of Matthew chapter 9 says that seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. He looked upon a distressed and dispirited people, and like a shepherd would have compassion for his sheep, Jesus had compassion for the people. That's a wonderful word, compassion. I've pointed this out to you before. It's constructed of two parts. Come, that means with. And passion, that means feeling. It was with feeling that Jesus reacted to the people when he saw them. Isn't that comforting to you that Jesus has this kind of response as he looks upon people? Even people who are like sheep straying without a shepherd, even people that have not come into his flock, still he has compassion for them. He looks with feeling for them. But not only does the Bible speak of Jesus, a compassionate shepherd, We see that a shepherd is also spoken of as being one that is caring. Look in the book of Isaiah. In the 40th chapter, a great chapter of messianic proportions, says in verse 11, like a shepherd, he will tend his flock. In his arm, he will gather the lambs and carry them in his bosom. He will gently lead the nursing ewes. As I say, this is prophetic of the Messiah and how he is going to care for his people. Aren't you glad that he cares?